As the U.S. battles with its budget problems, the rising cost of gas is adding fuel to the fire.
Well, my commute has just been stretched to about 30 miles each way, so if you take that with, you know, the combination with that and the tolls, it's probably $400 a month just in commuting costs.
Retail prices for gasoline are at record levels for this time of year. The Energy Information Administration says that nationwide prices have risen as much as 47 cents a gallon since the beginning of the year. Places like Washington, D.C. are posting their lowest grade gas prices at about $4.50 a gallon when it usually costs around $3.50.
D.C. is really bad. I never buy gas in D.C. I always go to Virginia for the most part. It's usually about 50 cents cheaper from what I see. So, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't complain too much. It's just life. Just got to save a dollar there and use it for gas instead of whatever else you need to buy. So,
experts say, unfortunately for drivers, they should expect further increases in prices at the pump. Weather-related and accidental closures of refineries have cut supply, and plants are preparing their lighter summer-grade fuels. Customers are cutting back spending as more of their expenses go to fuel their vehicles. The rise in U.S. gas prices comes at a time when many Americans are already nervous about their spending habits. That's because of the sequester, a stopgap measure that significantly decreases U.S. government spending. Hundreds of thousands of people could lose their jobs, and experts say it could put the U.S. economy into a tailspin. And this couldn't come at a worse time. Most Americans are taking home decreased wages since payroll tax cuts expired last month. The overall effect could cause further volatility in the U.S. energy market.
I look at the price of the gas station next door, and I quickly close the shutters and go back to bed. Now, if a sufficient number of people do that, the consumption under the pressure supply and demand formula, the consumption's going to fall down.
Gas prices in the U.S. are expected to maintain their increases over the next several weeks, even when most refineries are back up and running at normal capacities. Increased consumer demand in the spring and into the summer will cause short-term gasoline prices to remain volatile and sensitive to unplanned refinery outages. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.